afternoon, Two Swins team. It's good to be here with you today. Oh, look, our topic, angels. Oh, look at what's on the wall, an angel.
An angel.
We do like angels because they are our helpers.
They're in our presence.
Right. They're really kind of like the waitress in the restaurant. They serve us. They're our servers. They bring tidings of good news. They
listen
protect
to
us.
The voice of...
They're ministering spirits sent to minister to us. So we always have liked angels.
We have... how many angels are there that they say in the Bible?
Oh, I don't... Well, there's only three listed by name in the Bible. But there's hundreds... It does say there's like... I think when when Jesus said I could call down, a legion of angels. So we know there's lots and lots of angels out there.
Yeah, and did you want to say about your angel?
I love my angel. My angel protects me, gives me guidance. All of us have a guardian angel. It says in the Bible that the angels will keep you from harming yourself. So I always go.
Well, we don't harm ourselves.
Well, no, but like
other people,
no, but if you go to trip and fall, they catch you. So it's angels
keep
are great.
Keep you from stumbling.
Keep you from stumbling. So we're going to go on to our lesson right now. But first, we'll start with a prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, you are our shepherd. You are our creator. We thank you for all your blessings in our life, your word and your spirit that comforts us, guides us, and directs us. We thank you, Father, for your future, the future in us, and that we walk as kings in life by Christ Jesus. We're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we have the grace and the peace of God working in our lives as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. And we are blessed because of Jesus, our Savior. And we're blessed more than we can comprehend. In Jesus' name, the name above all names. Amen.
Amen. So it is interesting. We'll give you a little bit of facts about how people feel about angels. It's kind of interesting.
Compared with the devil, angels carry more credence in America. The angels even get more credence than hell, more than astrology, reincarnation, and the belief that physical things can have spiritual energies. In fact, about 7 out of 10 U.S. adults say they believe in angels, according to the new poll by the Associated Press.
Yes, I find that kind of interesting. Probably, I don't know if the numbers is high believing that Satan exists, but if angels exist, Satan exists, Father God exists, Jesus exists, the Holy Spirit exists. So if you believe one, I think why people like angels is they tend to view angels as protectors, bringing them good news and taking care of things for them. So that's probably why everybody likes good news.
We don't want the bad news. We want the good news.
Well, we were curious, I was thinking about it, what do people think of because 7 out of 10 people like angels? So I thought, I just do you. It's only going to be a minute, so don't click off of us because it's just really quick. Show you what artists of all ages have thought about angels, and we'll just listen and kind of what they do because it's attached with a Christmas carol. It's just part of the Christmas carol telling us what angels do and probably why people like them.
Mountains in reply, echoing that
that nice. That was just showing some beautiful angels, a little different than our angel on the wall. But it's kind of interesting that we do tend to think of angels looking like that, like the angel came to Mary and told her she would have a baby. And we just think of different angels, but it's kind of interesting to look at the scripture about a description of an angel. It'll give us...
this is pretty wild.
Right, it'll give you...
this is in Daniel.
Right, it'll give you a different perspective. Well, I was thinking it was in Ezekiel.
Oh, Ezekiel, I'm wrong.
Yeah, I was thinking it was in Ezekiel. But it'll give you a different thought. It's really kind of like dogs. There's all kinds of dogs. There's Doberman Pinschers. There's little poodles. There's different angels.
There's pigs and horses. And...
Right. So the angels have different looks and have different personalities and different things. But I kind of like this description. It gives me a whole different thought of an angel.
Yeah, it says in Ezekiel 1, 5 through 28. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the soles of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass, and they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They pointed not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion. And on the straight right side, they had four hands, had the face of an ox. On the left side, they four also had the face of an eagle.
Right, so that's kind of an interesting look. I don't have a picture of it, but you can imagine it. That's part
pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, pretty awesome type of
thing. William Blake did a picture of them.
Right, they're pretty...
I think we've shown that before in the past.
Right, angels are pretty amazing thing, and we need to use our ministering spirits, but we don't really ask them. We go to the Father, and he really is the person in charge of the angels. But let's see how he used an angel. We'll go to a scripture that shows how the angel was used.
But when the angel had quieted the fears of the shepherds, he brought this message in Luke 2, 10 through 12. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be this a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Right, so that actually is a prophecy, in a sense, because the shepherds were told this, and it's true for, well, that we won't find him in a manger, but it's a prophetic thing that he was born, and it's prophetic information for us to respect. Jesus is Lord.
I read an article once that said he was in a situation, his situation when he was born in Bethlehem, was like a, because they were sheep in that area were groomed, were bred for the sacrifice in the temple in Jerusalem. And it was very profound that Jesus was, as a child, born in a manger, which is really a trough, and for drinking, I believe. And,
or possibly drinking or food. Yeah,
yeah, or food. And he was the... He's our salvation, a food for our salvation.
Well, I think it was food because he's the bread of life, really.
He's the bread of life.
It was really symbolic in so many ways.
And the manger, right. Most people think the manger is the
building.
The building, but it's not. The manger is a trough for feeding.
Right, and so he was placed in it.
For the lambs that were being used for sacrifice in the temple in Jerusalem.
Right, and Bethlehem is that got that same title, kind of. That's the bread of life comes from Bethlehem. Right,
Bethlehem, that was profound.
Right, so it was like prophecy within prophecy within prophecy for us. And it's pretty exciting what the angels... We're going to give you a list now of things about angels. But this is your homework. Instead of like listing, we listed, you can just stop it here and see them all. We listed all, well, not all the things about angels, a lot of things about angels. And you can go read the specific scripture and study them because they're tools for us. They're like the waitress helping minister to us. Right. So when we pray to the Father, we ask the Father and he will dispatch angels on our behalf.
Right.
Just like he did with Elijah.
Yeah, angels are not, they're similar, but they're an angel kind. God created them different than humans because we are made in the God kind. Angels are made in a different kind, like animals are made in a different kind, and plants are made in a different kind.
But I do believe it was like Elijah's servant who was saying, oh, the army's there, it's greater, what are we going to do? And Elijah goes, we have more angels. Yeah, says we have more.
Greater is he is than us, than he's right, the world.
Because the angels are here. But we'll read some facts about them, and then we'll be back with you.
Angels were created by God in Colossians 1:16. Angels were created to live for eternity, Luke 20:36. Angels were present when God created the world, Job 38:1-7. Angels are wise and intelligent, Daniel 9:22. Angels take an interest in human affairs, Luke 15:10. Angels are faster than humans, Revelation 14:6. Angels are spiritual beings, Psalms 104:4. Angels are meant to be worshipped. Angels are not meant to be worshipped. Revelations 19:10. Angels are subject to Christ, the Messiah. 1 Peter 3:22. Angels have a will. Isaiah 14:12-14. Angels express emotion like joy and longing, Job 38:7. Angels are not omnipresent, omnipotent, or omnificent, Daniel 10:12-13. Angels are too numerous to count, Hebrews 12:22. And angels were created to glorify and worship God the Father, and God the Son, and that's in Revelations 4:8 and Hebrews 1:6. Lastly, angels report to God, Job 1:6 and Job 2:1.
Well, lastly, we'd like to share with you before we leave. Well, first we would always say Merry Christmas, but
Merry Christmas.
But we kind of like that the
fact Feliz Navidad
that the angels heralded the coming of Christ. We just read that to you, but we have some stories that actually we experienced. We were attending Phil Goudeau's church. They were having a special meeting with Creflo Dollar and Marcus Bishop, and there was an accident, a very critical accident with all of them in a car. Creflo Dollar's right-hand man, like,
this is
threw
probably
out
about 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, like, or could be 15, flew out through the windshield and landed on the other car. Actually, some people died in the crash.
And this was a whole bunch of cars. Preachers in these cars.
Right.
And the devil was
trying to wipe them all out at the same time. And actually, Phil Goudeau had a piece of glass go into his back, I believe. And he, at the scene, he was paralyzed from the waist down. Well, what happened was the church began to pray. The message came. The church began to pray. Creflo Dollar got out of the car to run to see how his assistant was, when suddenly he saw
Angels.
Angels everywhere.
Like angels everywhere.
Yeah, like angels came on the scene and things changed. By the evening, Phil Godot was at the evening service. It was true he was wearing, I think, sweatpants, something casual.
Yeah.
But he was
same
walking.
Same with Crippled Dollar.
He was walking.
They were kind of like beat up looking a little bit, but they were not paralyzed. They were not
dead,
destroyed.
Like the other people, that God and
it wasn't
angels,
the preachers that got destroyed.
Right, the angels encamped about them and kept them from totally being harmed. Then we were at a Bible study this week, and I loved that story too. There was a woman who was also in a car accident, and they had to use the jaws of life to get her out, and they didn't think she would make it, maybe necessarily. And what appeared to be a man came up and anointed her and prayed for her. And then suddenly her breathing became normal and they were able to take her out and she revived. But there was someone there taking pictures. And then when
they took a whole bunch of pictures there.
Right. Then when everything settled down, everybody's going, who was that man? Was he a priest? Was he a pastor? Was
he
just a layman? And someone said, well, look at the pictures. And they looked at the pictures and there was no man.
There was no pictures of the man.
Right. Because angels don't always appear. So I think, angels are, sometimes you see them. Sometimes, like with the prophet,
it says we camp around about us. They're always here. They're a spiritual being in our presence.
But like what happened with the prophet, he saw the angels in his...
He saw into the spiritual realm.
And Gehazi did not see it until he asked God to open his eyes, and then he saw them. So I think in this season, angels are... one of their characteristics is they're joyous, and they like to praise God, and they like happy things. So I would think angels right now, because we're almost at the door of Jesus's birth, although he may have been born at a different time, but we're celebrating now. And
well, at least he was conceived at this time.
Right. So the angels are celebrating because we're celebrating the greatness of Jesus Christ. So that's the important part. So ask God if you need help. Tell him to send your ministering angels. One of the pictures we saw was like, I think when he wrestled with the angel.
Right. That was Jacob.
Right. He wrestled with
Jacob,
the angel.
Israel
wouldn't let him go till he got his answer.
And he had a hip problem afterwards.
Right. And we've learned that if sometimes the angels take a little longer to get here than you think, that Satan is buffeting.
Yeah, Daniel said it. The angel said it took 22 days to get there.
But he will get there. So stand on the fact that angels will help you.
Yeah, that's what, you know, your I would say, faith. That's a faith situation.
Right, and so we love it. We have our nativity scene out in our front yard. And we do have Miss Hollywood in it, our dog. She's the shepherd dog. But behind them all, we have our mighty angel who was declaring.
Oh, yeah, we have a big angel up on the side.
Which
of the
is
hill.
Kind of a funny story. Last year, there was a big storm, and it appeared Satan tried to blow our angel away.
And the rebar got bent backwards, and the angel was on his back.
I go, well, he was praising God. But
yeah, there was a lot of wind that day.
That wasn't an intended purpose. I think he was trying to blow it who knows where, but God said, nope, it's just going to bend over and lay down. It's fine. So with that said,
we put more rebar this year.
We put more
can't
rebar.
Blow him down.
Can't blow it down. So ask God to send your angels to help you. They're ministering spirits to minister to us. And thank
sometimes
God
will give you a name of an angel that's your angel. Everybody has an angel.
Right.
A born again Christian has an angel.
Right.
At least one.
Right. So
we have a herd.
We're grateful for the protection our angels give us. That is kind of their job. They care about what's happening to man. As we know, the angels came, and when the enemies were there, they like wiped out 126,000 people.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's two times in Scripture. In one was Hezekiah, first time with the Assyrians. God had prophesied, or it had been prophesied, that nobody would take Jerusalem. And first time was forget the name of the king of Assyria, the first big large country owning all, you know, taking a lot of land. That was the Assyrians. Then later on, another king of Judah was praying to God, saying, hey, you know, you said this. I'm sure he said that. You said that you'd take care of Jerusalem. And they had no defense, basically. And the next morning, this was the from Damascus. This army came from Damascus, Syrians, different than Assyrians. Syrians from Damascus showed up to take over Jerusalem. Next day, they were all dead. They were all dead. Every one of them, like 150,000 of them, or whatever it was. And they all limped home. They went home wimping, you know, crying, the ones that were left.
Right, because they're...
Don't mess with God's word.
Right, so he's, right, this year that's coming up, 2024, just watch for the angels to change everything. So,
right.
thank God.
And angels are listening for the word of God coming out of our mouth.
Right.
We call those things that be not as though they were, as Abraham did, as all the body of Christ speaks the word of God, and it, and the angels make sure the word of God comes to fruition.
Right. So this, we're going to celebrate, have fun with our families. We're going to plan ahead. We're going to think on everything good, lovely, beautiful, good report. Think on those things. We're going to think about our family and our friends. We're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus and just have joy, 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 like joy to the world. The joyous time has come. And then we'll be back next week, and it'll be, well, this one will be right before Christmas, and then our next one will be right before New Year's. And we know that 2024 will be when God opens the door to more blessings than we have room to receive.
This year was a great blessing year.
Yes,
next year will be great.
More. Yeah, right. It doesn't mean he's not going to bless the end of this year, but yeah, in 2024, he can open the door of blessings, and you're going to reach in, like I said last year, he's giving you a present, and you're going to open it up, and what the desires of your heart is that he's supplied.
Right.
You're going to reach in and take them.
Mark 11:24.
No, it's really comes from Isaiah 53.
Isaiah 53, but I'm just saying all those enter in. And Paul always said at the end of his letters.
No, the beginning of his letters.
Beginning of his letters too,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Said,
Grace
and peace be unto you. And we have to realize what grace and peace means. I mean, you by faith, you receive the grace of God, because all the blessings of God comes through grace.
Right.
Our salvation, our livelihood, our health, our family, reproduction, everything. Everything.
Comes
our
from
finances,
grace.
Everything comes
through the
grace of God.
Because we're not under the law anymore.
We're not under the law. It's Galatians 3:13. Redeemed from the curse of the law.
Right.
So we have the new law, which is the blessing of the Lord.
All right, so reach in your box, figure
and
out
pull
what you're
out
doing,
your grace wrapped gift.
Right, and then you'll have peace.
And you'll have peace. And peace in Hebrew is shalom, meaning nothing broken, nothing missing. You have more than enough. Your cup runneth
right,
over.
Right, so then you'll be able to give to others. So we thank
right.
you. Bless others at Christmas.
Bless coming in, bless going out, bless in the field,
right.
bless in the city.
Right, that you bless others. You have a great Christmas. And we always remember, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, because truth wins.
Truth wins. And our cup runneth over.
Bye. See you next week.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.